It seems like everywhere you look in New York, there's another glass skyscraper going up. And outside the center of the city, in the outer boroughs of the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens, building is booming too.
All that's going on is really wonderful for our business and for the city in general. You have to keep on improving and keep building. Cranes should always be in a city like New York. You know, it's what needs to happen. So it's wonderful to see all this activity now. Money is available and the credit markets have opened up.
That was Justin Stearns, a New York real estate developer. But not everyone is so positive about New York's development boom. I met Shai Loros outside her office in Brooklyn, a nonprofit trying to encourage community-appropriate development.
The rents have gone up. They're extremely high. They are comparable to Manhattan real estate prices for both homeownership and rental. And only those who can afford to pay those prices can now afford to live in those neighborhoods. And some people are able to benefit by the improvements that the economic transformations bring. But not everyone is.
One thing development is definitely bringing is displacement. Shy again.
Things are changing. People are living and working in different places. And as you hear the J train passing by us now, the neighborhoods all along the J train are seeing waves and waves of people that never lived in those neighborhoods previously that are moving out to them now. As more and more people are displaced from downtown Brooklyn, there's been a steady wave. And while that generally traverses all people, races, genders, etc., it mostly hits hardest to those who are low and very low income and to people of color.
People can't afford their neighborhoods anymore and are forced to leave.
It requires a lot of effort and a huge array of different approaches to try to prevent displacement of neighborhood residents and business owners in the face of real estate speculation.
These outer boroughs have been through tough times in the past 50 years, with a major economic slump in the 70s and 80s as businesses left, and neighborhoods which had once been vibrant became depressed as crime and poverty moved in. They have been slowly working their way up in the last decade, but this new development boom has meant sudden change. Justin, the real estate developer.
From our perspective, you know, we're trying to build buildings, and these are very expensive endeavors, right? So, you know, we want to be mindful of the community and bring services that are good for the community as well. But it's a difficult line to play. The city needs change. The city needs work. The city needs, you know, really high-arching goals. And change is something which happens, period.
The question for residents and developers, who will hopefully find a middle ground, is how. For RFI, I'm Laura Morris in New York.